I got such a hilarious WhatsApp this morning. asking us in the wake of the president's announcement yesterday, saying, please inform us ignoramuses the difference between after funeral gatherings and after tears gatherings and awake. How, babes? Awake, in my opinion, as I understand it, happens before the body goes into the ground. The wake is, in the black culture, if that's what you're asking me, the wake is the entire week before. So normally we give at least a week's time for everybody to come and pay their respects. Sometimes the coffin is in the living room. Bruh. My mom was in the living room. Sometimes the coffin is in the living room and the chief mourners must serve you tea while you come by and say, ah, I remember your mother. She was so lovely. I went to university with her. Hey, who are you not feeling right? Ah, you're so big. Did you pass? Did you pass university? Ah, Rifile. Ah, you're beautiful. You look like your mother. So you go through all that. That for me is the wake, okay? And then the other question that you asked was the after funeral and after tears. Right. After funeral, it's just, I'm sorry, Mario. I know you're tense about getting to news. We're going to get there. I'm just letting you know, after funeral, now that I am actually planning my best friend's funeral for Friday, after funeral is when you are allowing tea and cake for adults, right? So you pass around something, which, by the way, the president has now forbidden. So you can't do that, babes, whoever sent me that WhatsApp. But that's normally when you're giving some tea and cake or whatever the food is at the place and saying, okay, after tears, hey, after tears is something else. After tears is like drunk behavior. That's like uncles getting very wild. Uncles, aunties, cousins getting very wild. Like now it's like beyond. And so that's why after tears, unfortunately, has been a bit of a super spreader as well. And that's why the after funeral can't happen, because once you start with after funeral, eventually one cousin is going to be like, hey, I got a bottle of Johnny Walker in the boots. Let's go. And after tears is also where I learned that my uncles are the best Afrikaans speakers I've ever met, because obviously I'm a Sepedi woman, actually. And which is from the branch of, sorry, Setswana speakers. When my uncles and my dad get together, they start speaking Afrikaans to, that's their natural language to speak to each other. But it's like street Afrikaans. And then I was like, oh, so that's after tears, bro. Like all of the family secrets come out. We're not doing that. The president said no. And I feel quite strongly about that.